Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got this cool opportunity to prove that wishes do come true. I got to be like the genie this weekend. It's the Brett Maga Show. We have done a lot with Make-A-Wish. We have been, I think, just honored and privileged to work with Make-A-Wish. And if you don't know what Make-A-Wish is, one of the biggest misconceptions with Make-A-Wish is that like these kids are like terminally ill. And I think it's important to understand that these kids who Make-A-Wish are granting wishes for are sick. But what these wishes do provide is healing power. And this sends a message that like, hey, if you are down and out, if you're having a hard time, you can be healed. The impossible is possible. And so that's what I just love about Make-A-Wish, is there's not this wish that's being granted before the end of their lives. Now, some of the kids don't make it, and that is sad. But it's wishes that are being granted that could turn everything around for them, and they can heal, and their families can heal, and the wishes can come true, and all of their wishes can come true, and it shows you the healing power of what Make-A-Wish does. So they did their Walk for Wishes this past weekend, and Hannah had done this last year, and I got a chance to go on stage and do it this year. And they granted a wish live on stage at Energizer Park, is where the Walk for Wishes was this year. Super cool setup. And so they had brought me on stage, and I got to bring on Stefan, who is a 4-year-old who has leukemia, on stage. First off, kid is the coolest kid ever. Just walks on stage, just kept his sucker going the entire time.
Wow. Oh, man,
there we go.
Yeah, just sucking out a sucker. Didn't even take his candy out. He's like, what do we got to talk about in front of the whole crowd? He's like, just chill.
Big chilling.
But I knew that he was a huge Star Wars fan going into this. But he was proven he was a huge Star Wars fan because he was still nervous to be on stage. He's 4 years old, right? And he asked his parents to hold and just same as my kid. I have a 4-year-old too. To hold something. And what do the stormtroopers, Kev? The white guys? I'm not a big Star Wars guy.
Yeah, stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper.
Okay.
Needed a stormtrooper to hold. And I was like, that's adorable, right? And he's on stage holding a stormtrooper and a sucker. And I get to do like a Q&A with him. And in the middle of doing the Q&A, two things happened. The first one was, I was kind of caught off guard that my son is 4.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You saying that?
Yeah.
Like reminded me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't imagine what those parents were feeling like. And I just, like, I was on stage working the crowd and being funny and talking with Stefan and making him feel comfortable. But I just kept hearing that in my head. Is this kid that I'm staring eye to eye with and having this, going to grant this wish, and he has leukemia, and I have a 4-year-old. And my son kept asking me, do you think I could go with you? And then it was going to rain. And I was like, I don't know if I would have been on like stage and had my son with me or done the wish with them. Like, I don't know how I would have felt just knowing that like the feeling that you would have gotten just like everything. My son is like my world, like, right? Like your precious little everything. And that's how those parents feel. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept thinking that over and over again, is this Stefan, who's way cooler than me with a sucker and a stormtrooper, is the same age as my son. And I just couldn't imagine what those parents feel like, what those kids feel like. And so we're in the middle of doing a Q&A, and out of nowhere, busts out this music. And I'm like, hey, you love Star Wars, right? He's like, yeah, this is Star Wars music. He even goes, this is Star Wars music. And all of these characters start walking out. Stormtroopers. I don't know the other characters. Kevin, you'll have to tell me.
It was like, he's got...
Well, Kevin knows.
Brent sent me the picture. It's Sith Lords. It's Stormtroopers.
Oh,
it's Imperial dignitaries. It's Chewbacca, the Wookiee.
The Chewbacca
droids.
Dude was like
it's
9 feet
tall.
A ton
of all these characters.
Jacked out in Star Wars stuff. And yeah, so they come out, and these are like badass Star Wars guys. They come out and hand them a scroll, and mom gets to read the scroll that their wish is going to be granted. That they're going to Disneyland, and they're going to get this Star Wars experience and take them behind the scenes. And just all of a sudden, magic happens. And you can just see that his wish is being granted, and you could feel the hope in the air from the parents who probably also have kids going through something similar and needed wishes to be granted or had their wishes being granted. They're feeling as parents, they feel like the sense of normalcy again, excitement. Because all I kept thinking again is this kid is 4, the same age as my son. They probably only thing they think about is their kid being sick, and that sucks because they should be thinking about Stormtroopers and Disneyland and escaping. And my son and I were out playing soccer yesterday. That's the things they should be focused on. But I'm sure the only thing they're focused on is their kid's sickness. And for a second, they were not focused on their kid's sickness. They were focused on they're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And AB knows she just got back from Disneyland. They have a lot of planning to do.
They do. They really do.
And so it was such a cool moment.
That's
awesome. So thank you, Make-A-Wish, for letting us here be part of so many different wishes. But because of that, I just wanted to tell you guys, wishes are being granted right here. And one of them got happened on Saturday. And Kevin, I know you were jealous that I was hanging out with the Wookiee dude.
Yeah, Chewbacca's giving you a massive Chewbacca hug, Wookiee hug.
I got a Wookiee hug.
Who doesn't want
that? Yeah.
Got a Wookiee hug.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.